No jumper, no jumper. Coolest podcast in the world.
Trapped as a legend.
Trapped as a legend. Good Smee.
He needs to walk.
Walk now.
Fresh off the block. Fresh off a flat. Hey, don't look at the shoes, bitch. You might get confused.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Chili beans. Chili beans. Oh, them the coffee creamers right there. We call them the coffee creamers now.
Serious drip. Whole lot of drip.
This is privacy.
Get the mic right in your face.
This is the private Hampton.
The private life of Brandon Hampton. They think you only hang out with Ice.
You know what? That is something that you don't understand. This is not who I am. Ice sucked me into his life. I did not meet Ice out of like anything wanting from him. Like he just, I'm included in his life forever by no one's choice. I don't even think he wants me around, but you know.
But didn't he motivate you to live stream in the first place?
The Reddit did. I don't think he really wanted me to stream. What do you think?
I don't pay that close of attention.
That's neither here nor there. It's not even important, but he did help me out a lot. He helped me get to this point. He started it.
You're a pretty crazy fan base.
Cult fan base.
I mean, once you get entered entered into that Ice Poseidon world,
shit, man.
The audience could very quickly decide that they want to go fuck with someone else. And like, you bring some crazy energy to the stream, Brandon. I'm not gonna lie.
Hey, so basically, what I have going on here right now is
a whole lot of gang shit.
Yes,
whole lot of it.
And I don't know what else to really say other than I'm trying to just make my way on YouTube, and they keep banning me. I don't know who they is. I guess there's a rogue
haters, man. Haters.
Social justice warrior employee.
Right now?
Yeah.
See, I can't do that, bro. On my own channel, bro. You got it so sweet. You got it sweet as hell. I wish I could get that.
Yeah, but you stream from a different person's channel. That's pretty fire that you can do that on YouTube. You can't do that on Twitch, right?
Dude. Well, that's fire that I found the loophole, apparently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised they even let you get away with that. That's crazy.
Come on, man. Do you think I should have been banned forever?
What have you been banned for? I heard you sucked the toe.
Oh, is that bad, though?
I mean, I could see why they would ban someone for that. Although, I don't blame... that happened to you, I'm on this live stream, and Lil House Phone sucked a girl's toe, and we did not get banned. And the chat let us know. The chat was like, Brandon Hedger just got banned for that exact thing.
Lil House Phone, you are a G. Apparently, they love you. They love you.
He might not have done it as passionately as you apparently did it.
So, everyone at home, if you guys don't know who these people are, this is basically the king, the motherfucking front runner of LA music.
Trap Dez,
the suspect. That is him.
On the block with a mop.
This is his team. This is the team behind it.
Smee.
I know you guys are confused as shit.
This is CG Chuck. Thank you. CG Chuck.
Adam, you got it. Try him. You try your love.
Y'all claiming TTD?
Good Smee.
Is it TTD? Where's the face tats?
You got my man Goodfinesse on the stink team. Free Draco.
Yeah, yeah, TTD on the other side.
Free Draco. Free the stink team.
Free them boys, man.
Thank you.
I want to hit that.
Come on, man. The legend. Trap Dez. Yeah, man. Goodfinesse shit just dropped.
Don't get that chicken name dead, man. Hottest shit on the street.
Come on, man.
Adam.
Come on, man.
Please. I'm telling you, I know you found out about OGZ and shit. OGZ was a part of the squad. You went to my house parties a couple years ago, the Brick House of Blues.
You apparently knew Shoreline before I did.
That was, but that was
no, because when I saw the Musty video, you were in it.
You were at that party, bro. You don't even remember. I was throwing house parties with Eddie Baker, Bear Cap Sunday, and my boy Weber.
That was yours?
Yes. Whoa. That was my house. I was really scamming out the mansion, everything. You gave Eddie Baker the interview over me and Weber because of the connections, but I just want to let that be straight right now. That was a lot of politics going on beforehand just because I didn't really have my foot all the way into LA culture. I still have to pay my dues, apparently. But I made that all done and clear, so now everyone knows what's what. Shouts out to Gerber. He couldn't make it here. He's out on a strip in Vegas, Gerbing up them chicken strips. He's still, you know, not everyone's made it off the block yet, but I'm trying to get him off the block.
Can I ask you a question? I've heard you claiming Crip in videos before.
Bring a sting.
Let's talk about that.
Hey, man, that's all. There's nothing else I have to explain, bro. I don't want to. Shit.
Who's your OG, though?
I don't know, bro.
I want to tap in as well.
Files is real, bro. That weird shit that I don't know about none of that, bro. I don't know nothing, bro.
Okay. I'm just interested because I don't know any white people in gangs. I'm trying to get put down.
I'm legally black.
I cannot see. Yeah.
We don't know about none of that, bro.
What the fuck is a sidewalk?
We're not talking. We're not here to talk about none of that.
Okay. No crime, right?
We're here to spread peace, love, and happiness.
Just like PussyCon.
PussyCon, bro.
He was all about peace and love.
By the way, you're a real one. Let me give you a real fist dab. I didn't want to give you the last fist dab because that shit
was so
weird. We were talking about some weird stuff, and you know, we just I'm not trying to get no one in trouble.
I think that's fair.
Okay, so yeah, Fuzzy Khan.
Play that.
That's what Keemstar and me called it.
Fuzzy Khan.
Play that streaming on the flash screen. Man.
Oh my god. Yeah, they want to play that new shit.
Oh, we can't do it till after the fucking. We can do it after the interview's done.
Yeah, man.
All right. Yeah, that was cool though. Did you enjoy yourself? I saw you on stage. Everyone was loving you.
It was
Fuzzy,
weird.
Thank you for coming up and like basically being the host because I know everyone said Drake.
He never
like,
even made it.
It really should have been like Adam.
Drake
like,
was in New York. There was no chance that Drake
so
was ever going to come.
You came and blessed him because I know right now we are both brothers in this live streaming game, but you took it to one extent and I have it at a different extent, and you're doing your thing.
I mean, so I appreciate that. You're doing your thing, too.
I know, but
there's only a few kings. Trap Dez, I appreciate that. Thank you, bro. I watch your shit. We watch your shit on stream.
Thank you. I appreciate
you,
that.
In my opinion, if I didn't see you there, like, when you see me, I was going to leave. Right. And then I was like, yo, Adam's coming. All right, you know what? Let me just try.
So it might be lit.
Yeah. And then that's when I seen it. It was okay. But I just noticed that you were the center of attention with Keem. Oh, shit.
No, I mean, there
shouts out to Keemstar. Choking on your name.
There wasn't that many people there.
Yo, He's with his hands up. Alex is a stupid. What's so?
You think Keemstar's racist?
No, do you?
No.
No.
I think he was just trolling.
I thought he would be here. No, I know he's trolling.
That was a long time ago.
I think he's trolling on the alcohol.
You think he was drunk back then? He said it was some weird
he came
like.
Out of like a law office, getting fucking wasted, bro.
Keemstar, you think he was in the law office?
I used to watch his Xbox YouTube videos back in the day on Halo, and him screaming and yelling at people. He was the Hampton Brandon of Xbox Live. If you don't already know this,
right.
He was crazy.
What do you think it is?
He's quick.
What makes you good?
He fell off over time, but he was quick back in the day.
What makes you good at live streaming?
The gift of gab, my ability to just speak to people and be friends with you instantly if I want to and choose to. The only reason we ever got to a disagreement was because Lena called me schizo by streaming, and that was something that was forced upon me. And I thought you guys already knew. I didn't know Lena was your chick because she was so cool chilling on the couch.
Uh-huh.
I just thought she was someone random.
She's random. I love her, but she's random.
All right. But I didn't understand that whole situation when I came with Andy.
Okay.
So we just got set off on the wrong tone.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I wanted to say. Yeah,
I'm past all that. That's all good.
I thought you were about to shut down Melrose for me. Like, fuck you. I was scared. I had to go
when?
Code
oh,
red.
Then?
Yeah, I had to go code red.
No, nah, we're super anti-violence out here
you started
because
dropping Immortal Technique Versus on me. I was like, oh, my
Immortal
God.
Immortal Technique
you
Versus.
Did it. Yeah. You did it.
The one about the gang member killing the person, then it turns out to be his mom. That's the only Immortal Technique song I remember.
You did, and you were like, stop projecting your insecurities. I was like, what?
Did I say that?
Yeah, and I was like, hey, nice Immortal Technique lyrics. And you're like... Yes.
I would love to read like a log of every argument we ever had because I don't really remember.
The
DMs are probably great.
I hope you were fucked up because I was so fucked up. I was off the Xans, 6 milligrams deep.
Oh, you had a Xan face.
Rest in peace.
You had a Xan face.
Sheesh.
I didn't even know that.
For cars and houses
God damn
in LA for any video.
Gotta turn that down.
Okay.
It's a podcast. We can't listen to donations.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Texas Speech. Bro, Texas Speech is changing the game. The whole world is different now.
What do you think about it, bro?
I mean, there's a lot of people using it in ways that make me feel like it's not a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
All the bomb threats and the racism and all the crazy shit I keep seeing with it.
Two Towers Down?
What's up?
That fool on YouTube that got like actually pressed for terroristic threats?
Really?
Yeah, I think he just got out of jail. Shouts out to Two Towers Down. That fool's crazy.
Sam Pepper?
What do you think about him?
Sam Pepper?
Yeah, is that your boy? I noticed he was sitting next to you and you like loved him.
I just met him the other day for the first time.
You love him.
Seems like a nice guy. I like him.
Yeah, that's your boy?
I like hanging out with him. Seems, cool.
You guys are bald brothers, man. Mr. Cleans together, bro.
That's a fact.
Go clean some No, I'm just kidding, man.
Why do you have beef with Sam Pepper? Let's talk about this.
I don't have beef with him, but he just tries to disregard anyone's credibility. He needs to get shit straight. He says he's a smart cat, but he just doesn't do his research. Like, he's walked himself into so many stupid fucking, basically, situations that's only regarded cool on the subreddit, but in reality and the reality of the situation, people only see me through the camera. They don't know what's going on outside the camera. That shit is whack. I'm the only one who actually looks like I have some common sense. So that's why anyone with common sense after a while on the stream parts ways. They have nothing bad to say about me. It's the people who always have something to lose. So it's, I feel like streaming is so volatile. You know it is, bro. It's just crazy. And he just came into it just ready to defend some shit, not knowing what the fuck I did. And you said it before. I only found out through Ojeezy, and I know you found out, or I found out about Ojeezy, and you said I found out about him first. I was one of the first people. Yeah, I did that on purpose, and I did that through live streaming. Mm. He should have known. I used the subreddit. I used my fan base.
Ojeezy should be a live streamer.
The Purple Army. What?
Ojeezy should be a live streamer.
Oh. Dude, that's indictments left and right, bro.
That's a good point. Oh, some girl came up to me at TanaCon and was like, why didn't you bring Shoreline? I'm like, oh my God, I cannot even imagine what it would be like if they were here.
Crazy.
That would not be a good idea. So you've kind of like positioned yourself as like the bad boy of live streaming.
No, that's just everyone's opinion on me. I'm a good guy.
But you do a lot of things on live stream that are not common. Right. Like, you're pretty quick to get in fights. You're always smoking weed.
What do you mean, bro? We're 6'4". Imagine anyone's trying to slap the camera out of your fucking face.
What? Yeah, but I'm saying you get in a lot more physical altercations than the average live streamer.
Because I'm keeping it 10 toes. But I'm not looking for any problems. If you see me on Melrose, I just got a couple hoes chilling inside the condo.
Ooh.
Four Giottos on the A7.
But I still got
I'm looking
my drum.
So fly, you could probably send this white boy to heaven.
Thank you.
Stop second guessing. Take these blessings.
Ooh.
Wait a minute.
Trap Jazz the legend.
Keep your bitch undressing.
Ooh.
With his presence.
Ooh.
Santa Claus, ho, ho, ho. Ooh. With my presence.
Ooh. Down the chimney. Ooh.
Instrumental now. Instrumental now.
Oh, wow. Damn.
I'm just kidding. Sometimes I just keep it going.
Freestyle.
Hey, but this is CNG.
Thank you.
I'm with the CNG.
SBK.
Can I say nigga? I can say it right now, cold nigga gang, or not?
All right, yeah, that was the one.
That was the one.
That was the one. You mean you already said it.
I do not condone that N-word.
I'm the first person. Yes, I had to do it because some people try to label me
as
a racist. No. Oh. Well, people don't know that I'm also mixed. I'm very mixed.
What else you got in you?
Pause. I'm a mutt. Just know I'm a mutt.
Oh, okay.
A full-blown mutt.
215th Native American.
Watch off. Don't say the cause. Because they're going to automatically know you are a fucking boss. Shh.
Oh, come shit. On, just stop. Nigga Brandon is going crazy.
Crazy,
but
hold on. Wait a
flex.
Deal now. Paperwork now.
CNG
no
shit.
Deal.
CNG shit. That's all
cold
I have
nigga
to say.
Yes. Stink,
say stink
Gucci. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Going crazy.
Designer drift from head to toe. You
look,
can go
man,
to thought we were girls, little bros,
fame.
Man. I'm telling you.
Come on, man.
YSL shit. Cool.
Ooh.
Drip, drip, drip. Yeah.
What do you think that the people want to know about you that has still like been unanswered?
I don't want to say anything other than what I have going on, and I want to just basically promote the newest, most motherfucking talented people of LA making music, and I want them to showcase themselves in front of you. I want them to put them on the map in front of you, and I just want to say to everybody, if you're paying attention to me on YouTube, I have a lot of big things popping off. I'm investing all my fucking bread to start my own network with the Chazy brothers.
Boom.
And without them, none of this would be possible.
Boom.
Shouts out to the subreddit. Shouts out to everybody else over there, just behind the screens, showing love, you know?
Subreddit culture is big for you,
news.
Huh?
I want to be the drama alert of live streaming, you know? I'm going to integrate that shit first. I'm going to use everybody I know to just use nothing but unity, loyalty, power, you were saying before, to create something beautiful. But, you know, this is just it. I'm here to showcase them.
So do you have no interest in like making YouTube content? You're just into the live streaming game?
The thing is, content on YouTube, I notice, is a lot of fake shit and things like that. And I noticed that when you begin a live stream and indulge in it and you have people connecting with you, it's just it's funny. Because even when I get triggered and I'm doing things for the chat, everyone knows what's about to happen. I have to do it for the chat. It's all fun and it's basically fun and games, but you're playing with fire because it's all under the public eye, and people who aren't understanding and people who aren't looking at things from inside the box or in the context that it's supposed to be viewed in, bro.
Right.
So people will sit here and say I'm just moving around my thumb up my ass, but hey bro, this is ain't mother, I wasn't looking at the other side worrying about the grass. I built this shit from the mud. Real shit. I kept it 10 toes. I knew exactly what I was doing from the beginning. You call me Hampton Brandon because I said that the first I knew what I was doing. God gave me the, I put this all up to God also, the Chazy brothers and God.
But who are the Chazy brothers?
Right there, sitting across the back.
Oh, okay.
In the background.
Are they backing you financially?
No, I'm backing everybody financially with the power of streaming. They back themselves up with their own clout. Anyone who knows what's what, they're viral boys. 100, 200 million. And that's on each other video. These fools are crazy.
Okay.
Now they're just backing me, but not financially, just mentally. Basically, just mentally. We're just putting all our ideas together and just trying to build something.
That Why didn't you want to pay your 20% of the RV?
Oh, I got fucking kicked. Spartan kicked off that. I had to make no calls. These fools didn't even know.
Right.
I could have made a call, but since it's for YouTube, it's over with. Like, I just have to play, like, oh, okay. Hey, you let me go.
Mm.
And then I just said my little shit for the chat, for the Reddit, and then that's it. But in reality, if someone did that to me, man, don't think about that. It's going to be ugly.
Fuck this man.
I noticed that you gave Ice that money the other day. You wanted to square up.
No, I didn't want to square up. I just saw what he said to me when
square
I got
up on
out
the
Wayside.
Money, not square up.
Yo,
fight.
I got out of Wayside, watched that video, and I realized that fool was autistic. Hey, I saw the boys, man, Ralphie and everyone. I didn't even tell you guys.
You saw Ralphie the plug in jail?
Man, that shit is, I was in Supermax, man.
Wow.
Free the plug.
Hey, that shit
free
is.
Ralph, man.
I got bit by a crackhead, man. Look, I got crackhead bites on my hand, bro. I might have some, man. No joke.
God damn, he was in there with the wolves, boy.
Hyenas
and gorillas.
Come on, man, it was easy, bro. But I'm not gonna send myself back there over no bullshit. Everything that happened to me, by God's blessing, they dropped the cases, DA rejects and whatnot, trying to bring shit up because of evidence. And God knows how the fuck that shit happened. But you know, we got away with it. Everyone around me is blessed. I keep my whole team blessed. We are all. What are you? Are you high on anything other than marijuana?
Man, I'm about high as hell
no one's
right
on
now.
Shit, bro. We are drinking water. That pH. Look. We are fast and we are the real motherfucking spiritual.
I'll drink
lean.
Alkaline
Promethazine with codeine. Don't let them fool you. We drink lean. I be off the Perkins, man. Come on, man.
I be drinking water, man.
I'm off 12 Zans.
Rest in peace, Lil Pete, bro. What do you think about that shit, bro?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not on 12 Zans.
Yo, you were
you bring up the dead homie who died from fake Zans right away. I'm like, okay, I can't make jokes about Zans.
Bro,
all right.
Don't say that shit because I stopped all that because of him, man. You know I know him because he was at these parties, bro, way back
Me
when.
Me too, real talk.
That's exactly what I mean, and fucking, that shit is crazy.
Yeah, I mean,
I was just going to say, you
I ain't
have
done a Zan since he died, really.
Music.
Since well, New Year's. Like, I ain't done Zan almost a year.
Good
that shit.
Shit
is terrible. I wasn't really doing it that crazy,
isn't
but
it,
it's so easy to just
it
start doing
to
it.
Remember your life, bro? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I got some gray spots.
Fuck Zans.
Yeah, Zans is no good,
Perkies.
Man. Perkies.
Percocet. She pop one.
Hey,
we have another.
Hey, they make you. They prolong your life. I heard they make you last a long time.
Me and her go to the Mastro's off lean together. It's a drug day.
My anti-drug is Percocet.
I'm the white
20 ounce rib.
I'm the white Richard Pryor of our time. That's what you see the big flexing.
$70 steak now.
So you're only off the kush now?
Yeah, I've been off the kush. That's it. Maybe some lean. A lot of
cookies. No OG, no sativa. None of this shit right here. Whoever was smoking this shit before we came.
Doing
the interview
before we
came.
Smoke
that, man.
Get that out of here. We can't be running all this shit. Basically, we can't even sell them. We can't
hey, your man Hondro came here. The first time he came here, he came through with an ounce of shake. He was rolling up shake blunts. I'm like, damn.
I was like, Hondro, why didn't you bring the good shit? He was like, that was what was in the bag.
Shaking your brain.
He was like, they smoked it. Like, they loved it. So I don't care. I was like, Hondro.
We did smoke it, but damn, I was thinking, like, ain't nobody ever brought some shit like that.
You better thank your ass for blowing your fucking Discord up, because that's the man.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
What is he pulling off the bag?
I'm looking for the Bear Woods, but.
Oh, shit.
You gotta give me the big ass.
Oh, yeah.
The boss would. You gotta like the boss would.
Captain Brandon with no vowels on Instagram. HNPTNBRNDN if you don't know.
Spark put a match.
Fuck with me, man.
I forgot. It would be my honor. It would be my honor to get y'all high.
The boys.
Let me spark
from LA.
Cold nigga gang.
Yeah.
Here, you guys want to all light these up? I got some more Bear Woods pre rolls here.
Shout out Bear Woods. Bear Woods, get at me on this. Oh, wait, those are joints? These aren't real woods?
Those are joints Boss covered in Keith.
Facts!
That's that Godfather's joint.
Here. Look at that King Kong. He's chopping straight off his head. Come here, Kong.
I wish I could find a regular bear wood for you, but I don't think
hey,
we got
I had to cook up. Yo, I was in New York stuck in a snowstorm 6 years ago. We had something
crazy,
like this. I put butane in
like
covered
a,
it, and cooked it up like crack once the juice came out. Cooked it in the Pyrex. I swear,
be careful, though. I see multiple people drop that and then it breaks the filter off. You gotta make sure you don't drop it.
Bro, for real.
Man, dropping no wood.
Yeah, we need a fucking light.
You drop the wood, somebody fucking on your bitch.
Somebody fucking your hoe.
It happened.
Your hoe.
But I don't care. I got
plenty. We'd have fucked your bitch team.
What's that?
I fucked her.
A whole lot.
A whole lot.
Adam 22 probably didn't hit. Install.
I want to see y'all smoke that gigantic fucking Keith stick thing.
You need a lighter now.
Oh, you need a lighter.
Lighter now.
I didn't know you need a lighter. Oh,
shit. Can I smoke a Marlboro?
I got the rare lighter. Yeah. Give me one, too.
There we go.
A cig with the boys? How could I not? We still on some jail shit. We trading cigs.
You know what's crazy?
What?
What?
Sparky. I think you got to poke a hole in that part. Yeah, you can just poke a little hole in it. That's a glass filter thing. Yeah.
What made you think about capitalizing on all of this, bro? How did you know that this was going to be the wave?
What, just podcasting?
Did you think? Yeah, because now in my eyes, and I have a lot to say because we got off on the wrong foot. Let me get a lighter, man. That's the only thing I need right now.
You got it.
Oh, yeah. Let me see that shit real quick.
Honestly, I was just a Joe Rogan fan. Same. And I was like, man, Joe Rogan don't know about any of the people I know. I got to do my own thing and interview all these weird-ass people I know.
Capitalizing.
So here we are.
So you are like the yes. And that's what I thought. But I was getting in like the midst of like Howard Stern. Because you never know how wacky you could get things.
I grew up on Howard Stern.
Same.
And I always liked that he like dragged his own personal life into it, you know?
Fucking Bob the Crackhead. You know what I'm saying? All that shit is hilarious, bro. I grew up on all of that.
Gary the retard?
Exactly. Gary, man.
This shit was so offensive.
That's the thing. I was going to say, I sort of feel bad laughing and indulging in things like that because you never know how karma plays out in the future and what you get blessed with. So I always kept it from afar, but that shit is funny.
If karma was real, Howard Stern would already be dead. He would have got hit by a Mack truck.
Don't say that. Shouts out to Howard.
I'm just saying, like, he did so much fucking crazy ass shit. Yeah.
You could capitalize. People say, no. They don't have respect for Adam. But I'm saying, listen, Adam could do a shoot. I'm not going to give you the whole recipe, but you know what you got to do.
But let me say
this. You got hella A&R.
I know PR, some people DR. Feel like I might be like selling myself short if I just do YouTube, but I love YouTube. And people say the same thing to you probably about streaming. Like, oh, streaming shit is one thing, but you got to get a TV show, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
I turned all that shit down. I was with MTV for a while. I was with a bunch of people for a while. Rob Deere, that kept me up for ridiculousness. I turned all that shit down. I'm not shortcoming myself for the greater good of any fucking networks that I'm not involved in. I don't got a hand.
But sometimes you got to go do that corporate look to get more eyeballs. Your stream could be way bigger if you go out there and you're the new drama.
Hey, the thing is, the stream is corporate sooner than later. I'm good on all that, bro.
Yeah, those things are hard to light with just a lighter. I will say that.
The stream is corporate.
We do it. We have a torch.
CX Network. We got a lot of shit. The stream is corporate. We're being watched like it's television, modern day television, man. I'm not going on something that people don't even watch anymore. If it was 1999, please believe I would be on that shit, home videos, rocking it out with that motherfucker.
What were you influenced by to do what you do now?
Everything.
Jackass, Tom Green show. You watch that shit? That
was doing crazy. I was doing whatever I wanted to on the streets.
Shut up. Give him the torch because he's having.
I was running amok, not giving a.
I ain't hearing that shit. You guys can see that. Shout out to Bearwoods. Yeah, throw the torch
in. You know when you're just growing up off the Z's, the Zans, and you just don't care? That turns up. It turns you up. Maybe I'll give some clout to Steve-O, Jackass. But I'll give some clout to the barbershops that I grew up in and the people that I've seen because the people before me that I've seen, you know, because everybody's just regurgitated information. I did not grow up with my parents. So I had other people. At 16, I got kicked out for weed, all types of weird shit. I was always alone, out doing shit that I should not be doing.
Really?
Yes. From a while. I'm 25 now, so I've been doing this for 10 years. I've been caught the Cali plug. I jumped off the porch such a long time ago, and I know there's a lot of people who are in the same position as me, but they just didn't have the blessings. Because I know a lot of people in my world just don't give a fuck about. I mean, this is a capitalistic country. And when you grow up, not anti-establishment, but when you're doing things against... You know, the 9-to-5, the average American, you see things differently.
Yeah.
And that's where I think I come from a lot of loneliness, that V-loan shit. So if you come from that V-loan shit, you're blessed with something.
You rock a lot
and
of V-loan?
You
rock a lot of V-loan?
I rock a lot of V-loan, man. Mm. I used to until that shit got played out.
You don't like it anymore?
I like that when, like, no one really knew about it.
I need a V-loan pack. What up, Barry?
Barry.
Pack
Barry.
Now.
Barry. Hey, ASAP Barry.
Pack now.
What is V-loan. Barry? Bari.
Yo, I be seeing people with the unreleased V-Lone. I'm like, damn, I need that look in my life.
I think it might be fake, made in a real sweatshop. That shit might be fake.
Nah, as I was in Atlanta, I seen hella rare unreleased V-Lone pieces. I was like, bro, I need to be on that list.
I like V-Lone. I'm just kidding. I'm not a part of it, though. It's not played out, but I just feel like everyone started wearing it. Like, every little, like, people who are not V-Lone, like, that shit was sacred at first.
You consider yourself a fashion icon?
Nah, just an influencer. I got some shit. Wait till you see what I really just got. Just an influencer. I see some,
that's I see good. Some, I like that. Not an icon.
I see some shit. I was rocking Greg Lorenz way before anybody knew what was what. I was going shopping at Kith and fucking just, I'm not even going to give away any more secrets, but I was shopping at places before people were up on game and doing my thing in Buffalo Exchange, not giving no change, you know? So it is what it is.
Get a brand and a deal now.
Come on, man. We just got that shit hidden. You guys need what
you
need.
How'd you meet all these guys?
Street shit.
Street shit.
Street shit.
What the fuck is a sidewalk? Bitch, I am a street nigga.
Knock, knock, motherfucker.
We are some street niggas.
Yeah. You realize that right now none of us
before
can see it.
I was half breaded, I was hooded, bad breaded, really scamming out of matches, making shit happen, really doing
mansion,
it now happens. Mansion. The
out
fuck
the
you
mansion,
mean, motherfucker? Why you laughing?
Nigga, looking outstanding.
Teach your whole family I'm in a scam, huh? Got Benz, got shit since boy back when.
You
got
were a flute flammer? I want to hear about the flute flammer. Tell me about your time as a flocker.
What the fuck is that, bro?
Robbing houses.
I don't know about them things.
You don't know what flocking is?
I was not doing none of that, bro. I've been hard work and dedication, bro. And the gym,
you talking
bro.
About birds?
You're not with me
like,
shooting
in the gym.
Wings,
like,
birds on the bed, flock together.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Oh,
come
on,
no,
man,
no,
nothing about that.
Next question. Let me hit that barrel after you, my boy.
But let's talk about the scamming life.
I was finessing, but I'm not going to get into any of that. I was just, that's just for entertainment purposes. I was never doing none of that shit. I'm not up on game, bro. So if you know anything, that's what I was saying. You started saying some shit on stream, so I was like, damn, I don't know about none of that. That's why I can't do fist bump into that, because I was never involved in none of that shit.
Okay.
I just knew I was hardworking. Anyone knows who sees me, like, they know what I'm about. I was hardworking, dedication. Shouts out to Cali Plug. I'm legit.
You got the cooks.
Too legit to quit.
Get your cooks from Cali.
And when I talk, I do not spit, because that's only for your bitch.
Boosie spit on my fucking face talking to me the other day.
What the fuck?
It's about an inch away from my face.
Capitalization. Pound again. Capitalized on your merch, bro. Can you?
You like that?
Yo, dude.
We sold 150 of those Fousey shirts. Go get yourself one.
I hope you sold them for $100 each.
32. We decided to do a little lower price on those.
Enough, you got to do them 100.
Head on over to nojumper.com.
Nojumper.com now.
Now.
That's real, real street shit.
What the fuck is a sidewalk?
Do you want me to pull up the chat? Boom.
Not really.
I just want to see if there's anybody asking questions that like might.
TTD. A lot of wicked shit.
Where? When did TTD start?
Good finesse. I'm TTD.
Follow me at this me.
Good finesse.
Good Smee. G-O-O-D-S-M-E.
Yo, you need your 10 toes tattoo. You just don't realize it. I think you got to get 10 toes.
Cody, man, keep it 10 toes.
You think I need that? A TTD tattoo?
Bro, you're not 10 toes down in any situation?
I think I'm 10 toes down.
Exactly, bro.
I feel like I am.
You've been 10 toes before.
Free all my niggas that's 10 toes down.
Free the stink team.
Free the stink now. Free the homo now.
We ain't gonna name everybody. We ain't gonna name the home, but just know if you fuck with me, free you.
Free you. Now.
First off, free Sace on the Mac.
Free Sace on the
Mac. You can beat that thing out, man. Bro, like they didn't take the
least. Hey, Sace, I'm getting old purses, bitch. Now. Come on,
really. I'm just a pimp in the shade pulling up lemonade.
You're really, I see a lot of your fans out here saying, you know, free the stink team and stuff.
Yeah,
so you're raising a lot of awareness amongst kids who might not know otherwise. That's good.
Free the stink.
Hey, I like to think that I raised awareness for LA as a whole, LA music as a whole, to bring them to your viewership, because I think a lot of people from LA just get blackballed like a motherfucker. It's crazy that you didn't already know about Shoreline and OGZ or these people. So I'm just bringing more. Watch. Wait till you see what I have next, bro. He's just busy in fucking motherfucking Texas. Bringing back all types of funds and tools and stuns and woos. Just once he's done with that, watch. You're gonna think. You're gonna be like, damn, Hampton Brandon is the fucking man.
Hampton Brandon.
This is the most talented motherfucker I have next to Trap Dez. But he's just wasting his time in fucking Texas. Flacco. Flacco.
Someone said, ask Brandon.
Pop out.
Ask Brandon.
Shout out to Flacco, man.
Ask Brandon about the bounty hunter situation.
Oh, I don't know. That shit is bullshit.
I'm seeing if we have any donation questions. Damn, we're getting a lot of subs today.
That's going crazy.
I don't know why I haven't shown the subs like this.
Hey man, watch your mouth. You're gonna get us banned. As Brandon, about the time he did shrooms on a string. Oh, man, that shit was crazy.
How was that?
I was tripping balls and 12 pulled up. Someone swatted me, and I was like, well, I got to get out of here. Went to the boulevard. A bunch of people were pulling up on me. If you ever tripped, seen fractals and trails and shit while you're on the boulevard talking to other humans who have nothing but bad intentions, looking for love in all the wrong places. That was a late night stream. I was not tripping during the day. That was crazy. Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did an acid vlog, but it wasn't live, so it was like a little bit less ridiculous.
I've tripped and done things on people don't even know when I'm tripping now, so it's like I do my thing. It's pretty fun. I think if I didn't, I would never mind.
What was it like live streaming on Zans? I never did that.
Huh?
Like when you were still dealing with Zans and stuff, live streaming off that was gonna be weird.
I was banned throughout that time. I was doing most of my shit when I was banned. I mean, people actually, you know what? Driving around on the Benz. If you were aware of, do you remember when I had the Benz? I was talking that shit when
that was fire.
I was basically playing with fire, yes. Like, playing with fire.
Playing with fire.
Driving on
facts.
His hands, I might crash that. Shouts out to Hurrich, man, for real. I'm smoking.
I got the Louis V Supreme collab.
Bad bitch.
I got the Louis V Supreme collab. Cramming every...
I got her from my cousin. Really so what? Because we don't love her.
Really
fuck that.
Down in real life
I want a hip
and
in
just
the back. Back with smoking his fat. Dressing like I got a sack.
Ooh.
Poppy.
What the bad fuck is a sidewalk?
Thank
photo
you.
Coupe got
bitch,
a hatch.
I'm a straight nigga. Straight
on the Zans in my crash dad. Come on.
I didn't see any good questions in the donations, so I guess we gotta rely on the real check. All right, so how you feel about EBZ? He pressed you at the fucking Fousey
who
shit.
Who is that, man? I don't know who that is. We don't know who that is.
He was an Uber driver. Now he's a rapper.
That's not on stream. That's stream stuff is for stream stuff. EBZ, this is real life stuff. EBZ is not going to do real life stuff unless the stream's out, I don't think.
So the beef with EBZ...
No, it definitely is real. Like, we could pull up on each other, but, like, when I'm... like it's only for the stream. Like, if I say, like, something, if I punch him, like, we're going to fight. If he punches me, we're getting it on. But I'm not going to get no one really involved with him. I'm just trying to make money. He's trying to make money. I think that he's trying to get relevance. So you saw I hit 20K the other day. 20,000 live viewers, bro. I'm doing my fucking thing on the Chazy channel.
I had to get Fousey, Shane Dawson, and Keemstar in here to get 25K yesterday.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm doing
20K is crazy.
I'm blessed. That's wild. I throw it all up to God because, you know, I might not be consistent with it. I can't be staying on stream 24 hours a day. But just know I put all my thanks into that, and I put a lot of effort into, you know, doing shit like that.
You stream every day?
Places. I do. I try to. Since I got out. Since I got out early. The fuck? Judge dropped that case. I wrote a letter to the judge. Like, I'm changing lives and shit.
Yeah, I heard you were supposed to go to jail for 90 days, and then you get out in 2 days.
Man,
what happened?
YSL, man.
What happened? How you get out in 2 days instead of 90?
No. I got out. I went there for a week, like a couple days.
Okay.
I was supposed to be doing 90 days. 245s together, and then I had two other court cases I'm not going to speak about. I'm not going to say nothing about none of them because I'm not really sure what's going on. So my lawyer told me not to say anything.
People in the chat are asking if you snitched.
And I'm solo when I be doing my shit. Anyone who knows what's what, I'm solo with it. So it's like, if I'm a talker, it's just me talking too much in that predicament. And the detectives who came to my crib looking for shit, they were not worried about no one else but me and the predicaments I put myself in before I was streaming. So, gang, gang. Come on, man. CNG shit. Everyone knows what's what, so I'm just thankful I got out my butt and not stabbed. Yeah, point taken, literal shit, for real.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
What else? We could just do the stream thing if you want to just chill in there for a while, but, like, is there anything else you want to cover for the interview part?
I mean, is there anything you want to cover? This is you, bro.
Shit,
are you intrigued, or is the only thing you have to ask me
I'm just trying to
the S word? We're going to say the S word. Now, do you have any questions to ask me about the streams?
About the S word?
Yes, the scram. No, I don't want to do none of that.
No.
Should I just
yourself.
Ask you questions now? Because I'm really curious.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, I'd love that.
I'm going to ask Adam 22 questions.
Oh, I'd love to answer some questions.
You guys have any questions for Adam?
Role reversal now.
Yeah. Hey, I'm ready.
This is our show.
Love this.
Thank
Adam 22.
You. The 10 toes right. down. Militia take it over.
First question. Adam 22. First question. What the fuck is a
who's
sidewalk?
Who's a suspect?
What the fuck is a sidewalk?
Who's going to run doing 110 on
first question.
You niggas is walking home.
A lot of people saying the EBZ's coming in the chat. I know they're probably lying, but that would be entertaining.
What was that?
Oh, right.
He's saying, hey, you walked her home, and we putting up an informant.
You hit it? Oh. So did you hate me after our argument on Twitter? Man.
Greedo.
Did you understand that I was like sort of upset that your girl was disrespecting me hardcore? I'm not shit. I'm worthless. I know I'm worthless. We're all like, no one on this planet is better than anybody in that
I feel like
aspect. So I felt disrespected, and you know I'm crazy. I don't know, a lot of people like to call me bipolar. I'd be losing my lid when I feel disrespected like an idiot. So I just felt like, you know, Lena said some shit that was out of bounds like multiple times, and I even caught it on stream.
Is that
like,
is someone questioning your mental health kind of like a...
No, I don't give a fuck. I've been the same way since I was a child, bro.
Have you ever been diagnosed with any sort of...
ADD and ADHD and authority defiance disorder.
Oh.
That plays a major case. And I think I got like PTSD, TTD, man. I've been through a lot of shit. I ducked a lot of
get
bullets.
Get money virus. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been sick ever since. They can't find a symptom.
That's really all it is.
They can't find a symptom to heal this.
The most people,
there's
I mean,
no remedy.
Everyone's really saying, yeah, there's no remedy for this kind of shit. I'm just coming into a world of just weirdness. You know, YouTube is weird. I feel like if I would have came and you would have found out who I was and put me on a platform if that was even possible, because I really came up off of the Reddit. Shouts out to the Reddit. I came off of the Purple Army. Things would have been different. I would have been showcased differently. You know, I came up just differently. So people tried to, you know, take things out of context in a lot of situations. And there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that make me look worse than I really am, you know, because that shit really sucks. When you have people trying to attack your character left and right, and you got someone else's fan base who they're smart, intelligent people, but they just spend a lot of time on the internet, they're going to be able to do some shit. But I'm just blessed right now that I'm moving past all that, I think, you know, I really am. People are understanding right now that, you know, the streaming life is just hard, and it's basically all for entertainment.
Are you confident now that you really don't need the ice cosign?
Nah, you know, I'm not going to say I don't need anybody, but I'm not looking for anyone's help. It's like that fool ended up making all of this possible. So it's like he has a lot of clout himself. And what we did make in the beginning before people started getting all crazy and shit, the both of us going back and forth, it takes two to tango with everything in life, you know. I liked that shit. It was a good feel. And I think right now in live streaming, there's too many variables that I don't agree with. And it's just when I lash out at him, people don't understand the kind of shit that I see behind the scenes and what I know. And I think things play out a lot worse than what they should be because of other people in that situation, man. Live streaming is fucking... It's hot. You got to walk on eggshells at all times.
Right. But I mean, the thing is like, if you're going to live the life of a live streamer, it's kind of like you want to invite craziness into your life. When you look at Ice on that RV.
Bro, it's not that. You could capitalize in certain situations. And it's only where I bring it to. And that before I came into live streaming, it wasn't even something big like that. It was him going to errands. He was just doing his normal everyday life and bringing a couple chicks through. And then I came in and bringing that bunk gang aspect, that motherfucking I don't care shit from my background, from my pain, from my struggle. Because once I seen the camera and once I seen that platform, I was like, fuck that, man. I'm doing whatever I want to do to get big, bro. I swear to God. You only get one shot. I'm 25. I knew if I made it like when God presented me this, I had to take control. And I never looked back. And
but
I just, what?
Dude. Look down upon that sort of new way of live streaming where you're sort of like inviting like conflict and just going to this crazy shit.
No. It's you don't have to invite that. But I'm saying I did that for a reason to get eyesight on me. And I think now people are expecting all this crazy content when in reality you could do things and be funny and do things that have satire and be comedic because, you know, reality TV or things like that just catch your eye. that's you, people are going to watch that anyway. So if you can just use timing and relevancy on what's going on in pop culture and what's going on and what's cool and implicate that and implement that into your live streams, you don't got to go crazy. You know, there's a few things that seek people's attention. And once you go after the attention seekers and give them what they want, you're going to be winning. I mean, is your streams really that crazy all the time? No.
No.
People still enjoy your content. They enjoy your views. It's just like this goes hand in hand. We are both one in the same, but in different playgrounds.
What's Hampton Brandon's attitude on women?
Man, I can't get enough, bro. And I'm breaking them like Kit Kats. The only place I haven't been was motherfucking Area 51 in Hawaii.
We love women.
I'm breaking them hoes, man. I just garbed up a bitch on stream, man. I just had
the only place
through.
I ain't been is Area 51.
I made two racks in one day off giving the people what they want, and now I'm spending it towards, you know, the network that I'm building, and I still gird money up from this little chick. This little chick, I took money straight out of her purse. I said, give me it.
She got it. She said, while you was robbing, I was in her purse.
What? Made her fall in love, and I bleed her for her cheeks.
There was no objection. She said, take it.
Right.
It is what it is. I'm gonna. If I got $1 million in my pocket, I still want some more from a bitch, because they get this shit easy. A retarded hoe is making $300 a day.
Oh, yeah.
What nah, the fuck? She gotta bring back two bands a night.
These renegades
two
are
better.
Up, bro.
Two bands now.
Nah, you
two
can stay where you at.
Right.
And I don't even do that. I'm
that's
just
not
saying.
What I'm into.
Put him on the track.
Come on, man. Okay.
What the fuck is the blade, man? What's the
she
track?
She could be an escort.
Hey, man, it ain't no competition. It ain't no competition. I got that pimping intuition. As
send
long
her
as
to the hills.
Going and getting
she could be an
what
escort.
It's needed to be, I will be in these streets. Give me the fees. Give me the fees, bitch. I'm a
deliver chili
cheese,
now.
Bitch.
It'd be cool if you started pimping on live stream.
No way, Jose. That's illegal, bro. What's
oh,
that?
I know.
This is all jokes and games. No. Who's,
you could it, but it could.
The game, there ain't whoa. Nobody. No names are being
Adam
explained,
is
man.
Not telling you to make
come
smart
on,
decisions.
No, no. I'm leading you down a bad path, but it would be good content.
Just head down
do
fig
that,
and look for a pig
steak,
with a motherfucking
Jerry.
Wig and get yourself started. Don't be retarded.
I was thinking.
These hoes got money, and half of them are renegades, man. They're playing stupid straight from the bay. You got to take them when they come to L.A. and bring them out to Las Vegas, man. That is a real area where players play. You want to give a bitch a motherfucking handshake? Okay, give us 50 racks right now. I bring a bitch out to Vegas, I'm making $50,000 that weekend. That's no joke. Give it a poke.
Wow.
Give it a
oh
poke.
Oh my God.
Track now.
I'm thinking about Vegas and it's taking me out. It's taking me out. I like gambling too. Do you like gambling?
Nah.
I went to Vegas one time, looked at a table and found a $20,000 chip.
Ugh. You took it off the table?
Amazing.
No. It fell off the table. It was under a table.
And you just found it?
Yes.
What'd
high,
you do?
High stakes, man. High roller shit.
What'd you
I
do with
there.
The 20K?
What did I do with it?
Yeah.
I was 100 band brand on 100 different occasions, man.
AP,
I went to,
show the AP
hey, man,
now.
Shouts out to, you know, Crazy Girls on the brand, Sunset, those motherfucking... Ooh. I got a lot of your Instagram to some clout for a moment. But my head was up in the clouds. I was throwing too much money out, man. Shit, it all
I'm trying to go to Crazy Girls. I ain't
come
been
on,
there.
Man.
We've been there. Tell them, Nero.
I'm getting visions
we've been
right
through
now.
The
band.
We've been through the bands that day. Yeah,
are you
chilly wait,
we don't want to throw no more money at none of you broke ass bitches no more. We know all you bitches are shaking ass at Crazy Girls. You're still sleeping with your mama.
Do you know why my name is Hampton Brandon?
Because some guy said he was going to sue you if you didn't start saying that?
No, that's Brandon Hampton, motherfucker. You keep calling me Brandon Hampton. He keeps suing me because of you guys. But I got respect for it because you know what? If I was in your situation, I'd be dissing myself too.
I'm saying Hampton Brandon. Didn't I say?
No, it's Brandon Hampton. But you know, I know you got a lot of people that... Bro, I didn't notice how... much you're chasing the content.
Oh yeah,
you have so many people here.
Yeah,
so when you bring up my name I'm like fuck it anyway because you know I count my blessings.
It's good content. Probably exactly. Get a lot of new people watching the streams from
he
this.
He comes after me, bro. He
who?
Comes after me real shit.
Who?
What?
Who comes after you?
I can't say his name. The BH. Reverse the HB. It's him on yeah. He's like you're not the real one like well, this
money
third.
Now give me money.
Oh,
he's chasing bro. He gets very angry. He's not happy about the platform because no one's shouting him out properly.
Really?
Without a doubt. And I said, fuck him.
Are you way more popular than Brandon Hampton now?
Don't say his name.
Okay.
You know, fuck him. I'm worried about myself. But I became Hampton Brandon.
Right.
I became Hampton Brandon because I really was out in the Hamptons. I had nothing. And like I said, I just knew what was what. And I went and chased the... Where are the richest hoes at, man? What's up with these rich females? I was in New York. I just noticed they want too much dick in New York. Like, you'll fuck around with this bitch and she's just old. She's got too much on her plate. These sugar mamas out in basically LA is a place for sugar babies, sugar girls, and in New York is for real G's and P's.
I'm looking
man.
For a little old white bitch to take care of me.
And that's what it is out in New York. But I went out to the Hamptons now. And by some grace of God, I met the richest Jamaican, Tanish. I fucking love you. You know who you are. She was getting it going. I was driving around with something crazy. And she had the most clout. I was going, I was with Paul McCartney.
Oh,
I was
shit.
With I was with Cameron Diaz. I kissed Naomi Campbell. They were trying
Jamaican.
To bring me out to LA already. And I had
Jamaican.
My chick, Hampton Maya,
lady.
As a side walk. Chick. Hampton Maya was witnessing that. All this, me peeing and G-ing. Like, she had a boyfriend who was working at some gym, a whole buff motherfucker, but he didn't want the no smoke. Because in New York, I was really, I had nothing else but a Cali plug. That's really what it was. That was before Chapo. That was before I bring it out and was with Maxo Cream and them, all these other people that I can't really be talking about. But, you know, we was at the pool at the Roosevelt. Chilling, poolside, everything that we needed to get done. I've been made my bands with a bunch of people, been having my Claire's, been doing my fucking thing. And, you know,
Claire don't even
it's
know
funny
you.
That I have to play Drop a character for the stream, and I'm sure if my character comes off for stream, but now it comes from pain, because while I was doing this shit, I do not glorify this life. This came from pain. This came from, you know, being a subject of anti-establishment and what comes with it. I did not want to get a 9-to-5. I did not believe in not following my dreams. I thought I was put here for a purpose, and if you don't, then, man, you better go back to school, the right one.
Said,
you better free
you
your mind, man.
You, might
you better
as well
drink more water. And I know you know the same stuff. You better unlock yourself.
Five, you might as well pick
yes.
I always had this in my mind and always knew I was going to be something if I tried. Real shit.
That's a fact. Speaking into existence, Fousey Tube style.
It came from pain. I put myself in situations that I always regretted. Money does not buy you happiness, but what it does buy you is just situations that you can put yourself in. When you finally got that bread, let's see you out. Now, you got to deal with the problems of clout, people trying to take that shit from you. You know, if you're in a certain area, you're going to have to dodge some shit, hit some shit, do all types of weird shit
but,
just
hey,
to protect yourself. So
go get that chip, though.
Go get the chip.
Go get that chip, though.
There's things that come with this life that are just stupid
go
that
get
people
that
don't
chip,
glorify.
Though.
Get the chips.
Get the bag.
And the dip, included.
Get a bag, thank not you. A case.
We are not here to glorify any of this baloney.
Right. We're not here to glorify the flu-flaming and the tomfoolery.
Absolutely
no.
None of this shenanigans are
absolutely ridiculous, absurd.
They're just get the bag.
And that is,
get the bag.
Brandon,
what did he say? He said,
stop it.
Ooh, that is beyond me.
Get the
10 toes
in the
chat.
Not in case, man.
Yo, delusional crackhead man, I was selling it in the sock off of 7th and Hope. Motorola phones, knocking, trying to get in a home.
What
you mean, man? Breaking toes, hanging their hoes. I'm on Melrose. I got a couple of them chilling on my condo.
Deal now.
Forgiottos, chilling.
Give them a deal now.
I'm fly as hell.
Paperwork now.
Fresh to death, I should be in heaven. It's crazy. I count my blessings. Don't second guess it.
You think you could make it as a rapper?
No,
it doesn't seem that out of the ordinary to think you might be able to.
I lived a life, but I'm not with it. It just comes to me. And
if Bad Baby can do it, why can't you?
You know what? I'm too white, and I fuck with Baby. He came to see my ankles. Baby, you started dressing like me when he came to LA.
Baby, you just said the N-word, and you're a table full of black guys, and none of them seem to give a shit. You might be less white than her.
I told, you know what? There's only exclusive... I'm only giving people my energy who I know have talent, and Trap Dez, Smee, CNG is a couple of them. We already have stuff in the works.
The legend. Trap
Dez,
the legend.
They'll see that. They'll see that.
Good
Smee. Everyone
CNG
will see that. It's
going
to be crazy. I'm not a real rapper, though.
Narrow
I want to be a comedian. These are all talented people. They could do whatever.
Right.
We're all good in front of a camera.
We're about to do everything.
We could catch people's eyes.
That's
what
we do.
If you're a rapper,
all,
you're an entertainer. All these rappers go to entertainment. They take a hand.
Tour.
No,
you want me to put a beat on? We're going to have a little freestyle session here?
Run it, man.
Okay. Well, then we have to wrap up the interview.
Hey, man, if EBZ comes here, just know it's all love, but EBZ, just don't do it. Please don't do it. Just don't do it. Just stay inside the other world, bro. Just let everyone be cool tonight. Pull up after. I'll send you the Addy. Pop out. We'll get the stream going. Let's be cool. Don't get poked. Don't do it, EBZ. I see a lot of people triggering you in the chat. I can guess.
All right, we're about to do a crucial freestyle session. This has been... No
Throw the
jumper.
Trash. Throw the condom in the trash, man.
Coolest podcast
the
in the world.
No
check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud,
really
iTunes.
Coolest podcast.
I appreciate that shit, for Trap Dez. Thank
Come
you.
On, man.
And I look, said, this is Adam 22 on No Jumper.
We're really doing the LA shit.
Yeah.
It's regular.
And I look. This is the shit. I come.
Room
I
full of Crips is regular. We've been doing this shit.
Shouts out to Adam. Thank you for giving us this.
No, my pleasure.
Cold nigga gang.
I can't wait to see what people think.
Drake,
much love.
Yo.